I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is December 6, 2014. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's article was written by Raylan Alamon, entitled, Eight Reasons to Not Send Your Daughter to College. He begins, probably the most controversial and rejected position we have at Fix the Family is that parents should not send their daughters to college. Ray, you're just trying to promote your ideas in the wrong place. You need to move your ministry to Afghanistan. Not only do they totally agree with you, they will even help you throw acid in the faces of girls who attempt to get an education. It sounds like the perfect place for you, Ray. He wrote, it is even more vehemently opposed than the submission of wives to their husbands. Ray, same solution. Afghanistan. I'm telling you, Ray, for you, it would be paradise. Except for that slight problem of how they feel about Catholics. But I'm sure you guys can work something out as they start to lather your neck with shaving cream. Ray continues, both of these positions we have are a threat to the trophies of the feminist agenda. Ray, both of those positions are a threat to modern civilization. Fortunately, all over the world, most people just laugh at flakes like you. You are a joke, impotently trying to return the world to medieval times. But if you look around, Ray, you might notice that the world is no longer buying what you are selling. He wrote, so the rejection we receive is always emotionally charged and ends up insulting. Since once explained logically, the opposition runs out of substance and is only left to hurl insults and presume and misconstrue this practical wisdom into some chauvinistic evil. Ray, submission by women and denial of education to women are not elements of practical wisdom. They are, as you so accurately put it, chauvinistic evil. He continues, but to distinguish these two issues, we are not saying that sending a girl to college or women working is a sin. But after looking at the issues we raise, we would challenge anyone to convince us that college for girls is not a near occasion of sin. So, Ray, what does the Bible say about a near occasion of sin? Anything? Nothing? So is this just something you thought up between heats at NASCAR races? He writes, in order to forego further discussion on the issue of college for girls, this article will outline the principal reasons for shunning college for girls. Before getting to those reasons, first let's deal with some of the common objections that have received when this issue is raised. Now Ray lists the first objection he received. You don't believe in educating women. To which Ray responds, false. College and education have very little to do with each other. College has become more of a training ground for a job. Ray, what evidence do you offer to support that claim? How do you know what it used to be like? And what is wrong with learning useful skills? He continues, let's be clear. College graduates receive a diploma, not necessarily an education. Many wise people in years past obtained great educations by seeking knowledge from books and good material. Today, anyone can learn anything they want with the vast library system across the country and with the easy access of the internet. So the real reason girls go to college is for a degree, not an education. Ray, the fact that knowledge is available in many different places doesn't negate the fact that colleges are a great source of obtaining an education. Also, you are ignoring the importance of teachers and tutors in guiding the educational process. He wrote, I strongly believe girls and women should be educated, first and foremost in the Catholic faith. Ray, being taught that gruesome ancient fairy tales are true stories isn't education, it's brainwashing. He wrote, "If we look comprehensively at the Catholic doctrine, we'll see very little that promotes a woman working outside the home." Ray, if you look even briefly at Catholic doctrine, you'll see that it is a crock of shit. It is a collection of hideous ancient dogma combined with rules that were added by trained professional liars. Ray continues, "Further, a good working knowledge of the basics for today's culture and progressive society can be learned in 12 years of school. Politicians say that 12 years is not enough today, but that is because of a failed, corrupted education system. Homeschooling parents can educate their children in 12 years. Ray, homeschooling is how ghost worshippers, like yourself, insulate your children from truth. Every single one of you should be sitting in prison for child abuse." He wrote, "College may be necessary for the provider of a family, depending on the vocation God is calling them to, or for those who are called to the priesthood, both of which are intended for men." Ray, in religion, any religion, everything is intended for men. The next objection Ray receives, "You believe in oppressing women," to which Ray responds, "False. The church teaches that husbands and wives are of equal dignity, but with different roles. Almost all of our children will choose to marry. Actually, since the purpose of a college degree is for a job..." Ray, I thought you were complaining earlier that college wasn't educating kids, but was only preparing them for a job. Now you state that the purpose of a degree is to get a job. Ray, you can't figure out whether you're coming or going, can you? He wrote, "It becomes unnecessary for our daughters to have such a credential." Well, Ray, the vast majority of America disagrees with you, as most women work outside the home and tens of millions of women have earned college degrees. Those women have left your daughters in the dust, Ray, and with you as a father, the best hope for your daughters is that America decides to legalize prostitution. He wrote, "My personal impression is that the day-to-day grind of a job is below the dignity of women." Ray, earlier you said men and women were of equal dignity. Now you state that the grind of a job is beneath the dignity of a woman, but apparently not beneath the dignity of a man. Nice contradiction, Ray. Ray, question. Do you drink while you write? He continues, "In a way, it is like being a hired hand as a result of the fall and the penalty for original sin. Of course, the Lord and the popes have raised the dignity of work as a way of husbands living out their vocation and duty, but the penalty for the woman as a result of the fall was pain in childbirth, not to work. Sending our wives out to work should be a very last resort, a misfortune, so it shouldn't be part of a plan for young ladies before they even get a start at family life." Ray, can you even imagine how many millions of women are laughing at you right now? You want the Middle Ages back so bad, but those days are gone, and good riddance, because it was not the utopia you think it was. Had you paid closer attention in school, you might have learned that. Ray continues, "Keeping a home, being a loving wife, and being a nurturing mother are of immeasurable dignity to a woman and not something to be farmed out to servants. The feminist world has twisted this so that a career appears elevated and homemaking is denigrated. This is the evil work of Satan and devastating to families." Ray, I don't remember anything in the Bible about Satan and working moms. Perhaps you could provide chapter and verse? Didn't think so. Next objection. You believe in taking away opportunities for women and trapping them into a subservient role. Ray replies, "False. We believe in women making wise, prudent choices for themselves. Yeah, Ray, as long as those choices don't disagree with the decision already made by the man of the house. He wrote, "The indoctrination of the feminist culture and the practicing of a sexually promiscuous lifestyle severely cloud, practically blind, that good judgment. Getting a college degree often makes a young lady feel an obligation to use it to make money." Ray, say it ain't so. Those hussies actually attempt to put those degrees to use and find work? How dare they? Ray continues, "Often her husband doesn't want to see it go to waste, so the degree is actually a trap for her." Ray, so wasting it would be a good thing? He wrote, "Not having a degree frees her to enter into a marriage with proper roles in which her husband will provide for her and their children. Christian marriage, by definition, does place her in a submissive role to her husband, but no one forces anyone to marry anyone." Ray, you need to read your Bible more closely. There are numerous verses that do just that. You remember those, don't you, Ray? You know, like the ones about rape. He wrote, "She should go to the altar with full knowledge of what she's entering into." Ray, I'll bet your wife would give anything if only someone had given her that same warning. Next objection, God calls women to use their talents. Ray replies, "True. Women over the last couple of generations have proved their abilities in the workplace, but only in a different way. God has always given women abilities to bring value and service to their neighbor, which is what people with jobs do. But to distinguish, as Catholics anyway, it was rarely that a wife and mother did this until the last couple generations. And look at the impact on family life. Before, it was nuns who did these things, building convents, hospitals, schools, etc. We only need to read the lives of the saints to see what they did. We see only a very rare exception of canonized saints who have this. Generally, women will marry and have children, so are gifted by God with the natural abilities to nurture as well as educate children. Today's society has a very accessible conduit for that ability that is very conducive to family life, and that is homeschooling." Ray, I know about homeschooling. That's the method ghost worshippers use to keep their children shielded from modern education and science so they can control what their children believe and think. Ray wrote, "Educating and caring for children is the most valuable calling of a married woman and requires accomplished abilities. These are no small matters, but mothers often say they could not stand to be with their children all day." Just stop and think about that sad statement. If that is the case, why did they have children? Ray, they wouldn't have had to have children if they were allowed to use birth control, but Catholic leaders are dead set against it. Fortunately, polls show that most Catholics use common sense and ignore those leaders. And speaking of birth control, Ray, if your father had had better aim with that coat hanger, we might all have been spared the agony of reading your essays. He wrote, "In choosing for our daughters, we may need to bring them to awareness of this attitude and direct them toward the single life or to do that of a religious sister." Ray, I guess the thought never occurred to you to let them choose, huh? Oh yeah, they can't. They're just girls. The next objection. A woman needs to have something to provide income in case her husband dies, becomes disabled, or leaves her. To which Ray responds, "True. The first two issues can and should be resolved with insurance, which is very affordable for young couples who may be vulnerable to these very remote possibilities, which is why it is so affordable. A responsible family will have such coverage in place." Ray, insurance is socialism. I thought you ghost worshippers were dead set against that. Ray, that was quite a list of complaints you received. Too bad that instead of listening to them, you doubled down on your ignorance and chose to remain stubborn. Now Ray continues. That being said, here are the 8 reasons to not send your daughter to college. 1. She will attract the wrong types of men. Ray, good point. Bars and ship dockyards provide far better hunting grounds for young, good-looking guys. He wrote, "I share the common concern addressed to us, again mainly by angry women, that there are so many lazy men in our society." Ray, think about what you just wrote. You are a minister. You barely work weekends. You lift nothing heavier than the offering basket. The only time you sweat is when a young hot girl comes into your office to ask for sexual advice. You wouldn't know work if it kicked you in the nuts. Ray wrote, "But what mystifies me is why girls continue to marry them and then live to complain about them, along with their parents. So what normally happens with this setup is that those lazy men who are looking for a mother figure in a wife are very attracted to this responsible, organized, smart woman who has it all together along with a steady, paying job with benefits. So if he wants to go to work, he can, but if not, he can always fall back on her income." Ray, I hate those kind of women too. By the way, you wouldn't happen to have the phone numbers of any of those women, would you? I would just like to call and give them a piece of my mind. He wrote, "Or if he doesn't want to have to answer to anyone, he can start his own business." Ray, what makes you think that business owners don't have to answer to anyone? That was a pretty naive statement, Ray. He wrote, "And it doesn't matter if it fails or succeeds or makes enough income because, again, she's there to help." Ray, that's called working together as a team. Very unchristian. He wrote, "The bottom line, he is only supplementing her income, but he's supposed to be the provider. These are very strong stresses on families that I have observed to consistently repeat themselves over and over. What she did that was looked upon to be the responsible thing, just in case, ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy because of the type of man she married." Ray, or you could just call him what he is, one lucky guy. Now Ray's second reason. She will be in a near occasion of sin. Just think of the environment that college-age students live in. You have a heavy concentration of young people, all living together without the supervision of parents, at the most sexually charged state of life they will experience. How can one expect that anyone would be able to avoid these temptations, even on a Catholic college campus, much less a secular one? So if it is unnecessary for one to be in a near occasion of sin, is it prudent to willfully put oneself there? This is no small matter we're dealing with here. Is a degree worth the loss of your daughter's purity, dignity, and soul? Ray, number one, there is no evidence for the existence of a soul. Two, there's even less evidence for your daughter's purity. And three, dignity is overrated anyway. Ray continues, Catholic OBGYN Dr. Kim Hardy notes that a woman is naturally very observant of a man's faults as long as she is in a platonic relationship with him. Once she becomes sexually active with him, she releases hormones that mask his faults, and she remains in a dreamy state about him. We can see why God would arrange things in such a way so that when in a proper state of holy matrimony, she would be less sensitive to his faults and thereby less tempted to be critical of him. But before marriage, she should be very sensitive to the complete reality of the man she will enter into a life commitment with. Ray, you should be very grateful for that dreamy state, because without it, you would likely be relieving all your stress by hand. Number three, she will not learn to be a wife and mother. Nothing that is taught in a college curriculum is geared toward domestic homemaking. On the contrary, it is training in a very masculine role of a professional career. So there becomes a severe inner conflict in a woman when she starts trying to be a homemaker and juggle a career alongside it. Often when a career woman discerns the possibility of giving up her career, she faces the reality that she has had no training in homemaking and often has the thought, "What would I do at home all day?" Stay-at-home mothers are actually very busy, industrious women and do absolutely beautiful, marvelous things. These homemaking abilities cannot be learned in any college. Ray, humans have been doing them for thousands of years. It isn't brain surgery. The fourth reason, the cost of a degree is becoming more difficult to recoup. Like anything that is subsidized by the government, the cost of a college degree is inflated. Ray, so on top of all your other faults, you are an unpatriotic, anti-government loon. Gee, what a surprise. Ray continues, that being the case, it can often be difficult or impossible to get an adequate payoff for the investment. Ray, that's not what statistics show. Those with college degrees, regardless of sex, earn far more than those without. Ray continues, the most common example of that scenario is the job of a school teacher. More commonly now, we're seeing situations where not only is the income not enough to support a family, but many are strapped with student loan debt. Add to that the possibility of not even being able to get a job with a degree, and you have economic disaster for a family before they even get started. It makes much more sense for a young couple to have a husband with a skill that brings value to the marketplace that has reasonable compensation to go along with it, and a wife who is willing to be frugal, especially during the early years of starting their family. Ray, you assume that all young men will earn reasonable compensation. That is becoming less likely in present-day America, where the rich, the top 1%, now own about half of everything. I'm going to skip Ray's fifth reason, simply because it is too long and boring. The number six reason why you shouldn't send your daughters to college. It could be a near occasion for sin for the parents. In our culture, many parents feel an unnecessary obligation to pay for the children's college tuition. Of course, to aid in that, there are a host of financial advisors who can set up college investment savings programs for which the government will grant tax favors. So parents may avoid having more children with contraception or sterilization to bear this cost. Ray, controlling family size has many advantages. It allows parents to devote more resources to the children that they do have. You don't seem to understand that this is a good thing. Oh, that's right. Catholics, like Muslims, believe in breeding like cockroaches. Reason number seven, she will regret it. The more we talk about this prudent option for girls, the more we have women who are willing to admit to the regret they possess for having bought into the lie of a dual career family. A recent comment we received was too many of us females were sold a bill of BS in the 1960s. How wrong we were. We are not surprised that more and more women are coming forward to tell their stories of regret for having bypassed the more meaningful things in life to opt for the approval of feminists who cared nothing more about them than being statistics to reinforce their agenda. All the while, they regret neglecting their children and restricting their childbearing to such an extent that they don't want to even think about it. Ray, the more children they have, the less attention each child will receive. It's simple mathematics. They are the ones who will be neglecting their children, not the ones who restrict their family size to a manageable number of children. And the eighth and final reason, girls' call to vocations could interfere with a religious vocation. Catholic seminaries and religious orders do not accept candidates who have substantial unpaid debt. The average college loan debt today is a staggering $27,000, which takes most graduates a decade or more to pay off. Ray, that's the only positive thing you've mentioned. That right there is reason enough to send girls to college. And now we move to the science segment. Today, tectonic plates are not rigid as we were taught. The puzzle pieces of tectonic plates that make up the outer layer of Earth are not rigid and don't fit together as nicely as we were taught in high school. Using large-scale numerical modeling, as well as GPS velocities from the largest GPS data processing center in the world, scientists have shown that cooling of the lithosphere, the outermost layer of Earth makes some sections of the Pacific Plate contract horizontally at faster rates than other sections. This causes the plate to deform. Researchers showed that the deformation could explain why some parts of the plate tectonic puzzle didn't fall neatly into place in recent plate motion models, which is based on spreading rates along mid-oceanic ridges. They also showed that there is a positive correlation between where the plate is predicted to deform and where intraplate earthquakes occur. Results of the study suggest that plate-scale horizontal thermal contraction is significant and that it may be partly released seismically. The oceanic plates are shortening due to cooling, which causes relative motion inside the plate. The oceanic crust of the Pacific Plate off California is moving 2 millimeters to the south every year relative to the Pacific Antarctic Plate boundary. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Douglas Adams. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God, for proof denies faith. And without faith, I am nothing.
Are you ready, Goose?